AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Lift off today from Cape Canaveral in Florida.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And lift off. Lift off of Falcon Heavy with Europa Clipper, unveiling the mysteries of an enormous ocean lurking beneath the icy crust of Jupiter's moon, Europa.
It will take NASA's Europa Clipper 5.5 years to get to Jupiter. Scientists want to find out whether Jupiter's moon, Europa, and its vast hidden ocean might hold keys to life. The Europa Clipper won't look for life. It has no life detectors. Instead, it will zero in on the ingredients necessary to sustain life. India is recalling its ambassador and other diplomats from Canada. Hours earlier, India rejected a Canadian notification. The ambassador was a person of interest in the assassination of a Sikh activist last year in British Columbia. Brigitte Govan is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
In regards to homicide, there's approximately 8 individuals that have been arrested and charged in relation to homicides. In relation to extortions, there's at least 22 individuals that have been arrested and charged. Some of these have connections to the government of India.
India rejected the accusations as absurd. Canada, in return, has expelled 6 Indian diplomats. Lebanon's Red Cross says an Israeli airstrike hit an apartment building in northern Lebanon, killing at least 21 people. Taiwan's defense minister says China used 125 military aircraft in exercises aimed at Taiwan, a record for a single day. China launched large-scale military exercises aimed at warning against Taiwanese independence. On Cape Cod in Massachusetts, members of the Kennedy family gathered for the funeral of Ethel Kennedy, the wife of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Ethel Kennedy died Thursday. She was 96. This is AP News. 3 men are the latest recipients of a Nobel Prize.
The Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics has been awarded to Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson, and James A. Robinson. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says their work helps understand why societies with poor rules of law and institutions that exploit the population do not generate growth or change for the better. Co-laureate Darren Acemoglu at Massachusetts Institute of Technology says in response to the accolade, democracies are going through a rough patch now.
It is in some sense quite crucial that they reclaim the high ground of better governance, cleaner governance, and delivering sort of the promise of democracy to a broad range of people.
The announcement was made on Monday in Stockholm. I'm Charles DeLethesma.
Simon Johnson is also at MIT with James Robinson at the University of Chicago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.